Gimme some time to think. I'm in the bathroom looking at me. Facing the mirror is all I need. Wait until the reaper takes my life. Never gonna get me out alive. I will live a thousand million lives. My patience is waning.
Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Big night tonight, our first pay-per-view of 2023. El Vacant is not here tonight. He's busy running the taco trucks around the Saddle Dome, so I'm going to bring in my co-host for the evening, Mr. RAWF himself.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Thank you.
Judgment. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, Amadeus.
How are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm doing excellent. I'm going to have to tell you, what it is with you. I mean, I have to agree with Vacant. You can pull up some cold ass places. You know, Vacant, the reason he's not here tonight, it's not because he's running out and selling tacos. He's out trying to find someplace to get warm. You know, it's 19 freaking degrees Fahrenheit outside.
No, it's not. It's 47. I just looked it up.
That's Celsius. No, it's Celsius.
No.
It's 19.
If it was Celsius,
19.
It'd be lower. 19.
It's 19.
No. It's 19 degrees Celsius. It's 47 degrees Fahrenheit. You got it mixed up.
47 on the left side.
If it was 47 degrees Celsius here, it'd be a heat wave. We'd be frying eggs on the concrete.
And that's what we need to be in Mexico or somewhere like that. I mean, I have to give up. You do put him through a lot.
Well, thanks, Judge. I appreciate that. But at any rate, Judge, it's our first pay-per-view of 2023. RAWF Love Hurts live here from the Saddle Dome in Calgary. And a big night, if you will. Big night for you, certainly. As a matter of fact, immediately after the show, you've got to head out to the abandoned church, I think, or down to the boiler room, one of the two.
I'm going to head down to the boiler room and see what he's got going on. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on just a second. Come on in here.
Okay, so this is – all right, so you're bringing in
He's dressed in his referee attire. He's using his referee attire.
Yeah, and I see.
Face in the jar. There you go.
Why the face in the jar? Okay. Well,
the face in the
jar
helps control.
Nightcrawler kind of told us who this guy is, and I don't know that I really want him in here, Judge. I may have to have him escorted out. I'm just saying.
No, he's fine.
As a matter of fact, I got some security out here. We're going to get him out of here. I don't want him in here.
All right, go to the church then. Head on to the church.
I'm going to get him out of here. Notice
how the temperature changed when he came in here?
It
felt colder in here.
I think that was the face. I don't think that was him.
Both of them.
But at any rate. All right, Judge, let's go down the list of big matchups tonight.
All right, big matchups.
So, and get your take on some of these matches. We've got the main event, of course, for the World Heavyweight Championship, Deez taking on Penelope Washington. Now, Deez, of course, had a nice run towards the world title there at the end of 2022, looking to defend it successfully for the second time tonight. Against Penelope Washington. So Penelope, ever since she became an active wrestler just a few months ago, she's been doing quite well for herself, getting herself into number one contendership position. Who do you see walking away as the world champion tonight, Deez or Penelope Washington?
Well, I'm going to have to say Miss Penelope. It's going to be she's going to take the title.
So you
predict she's gonna make another female RAWF champion. Yeah,
She could very well do that. I'm leaning towards Deez here. I'm not sure Penelope is quite ready for that step, but she could surprise us all.
I mean, she is.
Well,
look how fast she went up in the rankings. Look how fast she got to be. How fast did she become the number one contender and win it? And now she's facing. That means, you know, to become the number one contender to get a world title match, that means you've had to face people like the big people, and you've had to beat them to get to where you're going to be. This world title is not for the faint of hearts. It means you had to really buckle down, study, learn these people, know what they're doing, know what they're going against in order to be able to win the titles, and that's what she did. And look where she is at now. She's across the ring from the world champion, possibly being able to carry the title home.
Well, if she does indeed win that title tonight, she'll become the ninth late female to ever hold the World Heavyweight Championship here in RAWF. And we have not had a female hold it since for almost 2 years. The last person was Lady Vex in March of 2020. So actually almost 3 years. So there's something there. One second. All right. Okay, so So you're predicting Penelope Washington to be new world champion tonight. Interesting. You have Platinum Dragon Championship on the line, Simply the Best versus Blake Evan Bradley. And Blake is arguably right now on the biggest roll in RAWF right now. He's number one in the overall rankings currently. And he could be in line. If he wins this the Platinum Dragon Championship, he could be in line for some big things at Immortal 10. But STB, solid and steady as he has been over the last few years, who do you see walking away with this one?
STB.
Oh, STB. You're looking at STB to retain the
Bradley, Platinum? I don't think Bradley's ready. What you said
you don't
about
think Blake Bradley's ready.
I don't think Blake Bradley has to follow other people. He has to do what Teflon says. And right now they're going to be focusing on the World Tag Team titles coming up more than they will be focusing on this right here, because that's what Teflon wants to win, and Teflon's going to make him focus on that more than he is the single matches.
Ooh, so you're saying that maybe his allegiance with Teflon Sheik hurts him in this match with Simply the Best. Is that what I'm hearing?
Everybody who's ever teamed up with Teflon Sheik has been hurt.
I think Claymore would disagree with that, but okay.
Claymore would disagree with it, but then you look at it. Where's Claymore at now?
I mean, I can't argue with that. All right, so you're predicting STB to retain the Platinum Dragon Championship. We have Anarchy's Beast defending the national title against Strangleheart tonight. I have a feeling where you're going to lean with this one, but you could surprise me. Who do you like here?
You know, as much as I can't do it because my throat's raw. I can't do like Griff does when he comes out and who knows about Griff? Who is it? El Vagrant Griff, Mount Mithras, Paragon, whoever comes out. That's all everybody's going around saying, "Breesh, I can't do it." But you know, I hate to say this. Oh, God. I can't believe this word is actually coming out of my mouth. In a close one, I think Strangleheart might pull this one off.
Ooh, did not expect that.
Just because I think the Beast is, I hate to say it. I hope the Beast can pull it off. I really do. But I just think Strangleheart might have a slight, I don't know. This one feels funny to me. I'm hoping the Beast can do it. I really do. But I just feel like, I don't know, Strangleheart might be a little bit more focused on it.
Wow. I hear a growling coming from the green room. I'm just telling you.
It's coming from the green room. I understand. This is, you're asking me my opinion of the matches. This is just how I'm looking at it. I mean, I'm saying in a close one. It could. It just depends. Beast may pull it off. I hope Beast pulls it off, but I'm going to have to go with Strangleheart just for the simple fact that Strangleheart has the, I don't know, I just, something about this just feels right for Strangleheart.
Okay. Well, guess we will find out tonight whether you were correct or incorrect. I don't disagree that Strangleheart has the ability to be Beast for the national title. I'm just surprised that I heard it come out of your mouth. All right. Maeve O'Hare defending the estrogen title against Penelope Washington. Now, you already think Penelope will be the next world champion. Will she also walk away with the estrogen championship tonight?
Whew. This is another one. This is another close one. This is another real close one. I think Penelope is going to be focused on the world title. Not saying she's not going to give a good match to Maeve, but Maeve just has the experience. Maeve has the Maeve's going to win. I think Maeve's going to win this one just for Maeve. She's got the experience for this.
All right. So you see Maeve walking away still estrogen champion. All right. So that's not a bad prediction at all. Let's see here. We've got Midnight Hobo Championship will be on the line. Kane the Governor versus the man you'll be facing in the three stages of hell, Nightcrawler. So does this grudge with Nightcrawler carry over to your prediction, or are you going to be unbiased here?
I'm going to be unbiased. I'm going to say Nightcrawler is going to win this one. This is one of the matches that he's going to win. I mean, he's not going to win many more tonight, but he'll win this one, I think. He'll win this one easily in a fashion.
All right. So Nightcrawler, you predict to be the new Midnight Hobo champion. You have AF James taking on the Paragon of Greatness with a FUBAR City Championship. Does Paragon start out 2023 with a bang and win the FUBAR City title for the first time? Or does the billionaire AF James get the best of him in the streets of FUBAR City?
You know, Paragon is, I don't know, something about Paragon in these pay-per-views that I'm kind of concerned about. If it's not immortal, or if it's not immortal, Paragon tends to have a tendency to slip up. With that being said, I think Paragon is going to turn this around this time. I think he's going to turn it around to the point where he is going to come in and he's going to walk out with his first title, first time being the distinguished champion of this division.
All right. Predicting the Paragon of Greatness to be the new FUBAR City champion tonight is Judgment. And you're predicting a lot of title changes tonight here. Do you predict a title change in the Triple Crown Championship match where the Immortal Griffith will defend against Davila and Hotshot Chaz?
Hotshot Chaz. You know, with Griffith, no. No. I'm not going to go that stupidness. I'm going to say Griffith's going to hope he's going to be able to pull off the title. He's going to keep his title in this match.
All right. I think that might be. That's not a bad bet. I wouldn't bet against any of these three competitors, to be honest with you. Both Griff and DeVille, of course, RAWF Hall of Famers and veterans, and know their way around a Triple Crown Championship ring. Hotshot Chaz, though, is motivated. There's no doubt about it. He's looking for his first major title here at RAWF. He's got a taste for the gold now after winning the After Hours Championship a couple of weeks ago. So we will see. We will see. I still think maybe Chaz may surprise the two veterans. We will find out tonight.
I think Chaz is going to surprise everyone in 2023.
Okay. So maybe not tonight, you're saying, but you do think Chaz is going to have himself a major belt by the end of 2023. Is that what I just heard?
Oh, yeah. Before December, he will have – I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Chaz will be either competing or have the world title by the end of this year.
Whoa. Wow. That's a bold statement. That is indeed a bold statement.
Look how many people have said that before, and look how many people have actually won it.
I mean,
there's been some that have lost it, but the majority of my record on this is actually pretty good.
Well, we will see if it continues. Hotshot Chaz is Judgment's prediction for possibly a world champion sometime this year. We will find out. Multimedia Championship, The Undertaker takes on the Teflon Sheik for the Multimedia Championship. You have a thought on this one?
I'm going to say Teflon Sheik's going to win this one. You know, as much as people going about, even I said the same thing about Teflon Sheik is a mastermind. He has a game plan. He's just like me. We always have a backup plan in our backup plans. So I have a backup plan going right now for my backup plan, and I know he's got one going for his. So Teflon Sheik, he knows how to get under your skin. He knows how to make you go crazy. He knows how to get you to lose your cool to where you totally aren't able to defend yourself in the match, and you start flippy-flopping. Teflon Sheik for the win.
All right. Well, that's a good state. I can't argue that one. Sheik knows his way around the Multimedia Championship. He's won it on at least one other occasion. So, Kane the Governor defends the Powerball Championship against the Immortal Griffith. This is good. I mean, Kane is tough. There's no doubt about it. But can he withstand a challenge from the Immortal one tonight?
Did it? This is one that's for the books. This is the one that I don't understand. I don't know. This is one I can't really pick.
Really? Okay.
But if I'm having to go out on a limb, I'm going to have to say, it's just hard. I mean, both of them are good. Ken Griff pull it off, having all these other things. Possibly, it just depends. On this one, I don't know. I'm going to have to draw this one because I can't amply pick one of these people to win this one just for the simple fact they're both good competitors.
All right.
Would be the money match. This would be the money match from this month's pay-per-view.
Okay. I'm surprised to hear you say that's this close, but maybe you're right. We shall see. White Lightning Championship. This one will be interesting. Nightcrawler, the reigning champion, Chris Cage, of course, a multi-time White Lightning, so much that he has the belt. He is named Sparky, and he wants his Sparky back. Does he get Sparky back tonight, Judge?
He should get upon himself to name this title. Sparky is a – that right there is bold. That's making a bold statement. I'm Judgment. I'm the Puppet Master. I've done a lot of stuff in this game. I've never named a title. So, and you come up and you name a title, Sparky. That shows me you have balls. You have character. You have charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. And for that reason alone right there, I'm going to give you this match. I'm going to say you're going to pull this match off because you've done something, buddy, that I have never done. So congratulations on that.
Shoot. Well, I do want to point out that the unsettled Chris Cage did beat Nightcrawler for the White Lightning title almost three years ago at Immortal 6. Immortal 7. Sorry, Immortal 7. So it's not the first time. It would not be the first time that Chris Cage has beat Nightcrawler for this championship. So it can happen, and it might happen again tonight. We find it out.
Yeah, never know.
Never know. Chris Cage, of course, is a four-time White Lightning champion, looking to make it five tonight. Here we go. This one is right down your alley. The Hatfield and McCoy Championship, which, of course, we didn't talk about last night because I didn't know that there was a contenders match finished for this until I talked to you earlier today. Yeah.
It was a mistake on my part. We're gonna work on that. I made the match and I set the timer because I thought to myself I would set this timer. You know, you got this little timer you can set. Well, apparently, this little timer does not set, or I did not set it right. So I went back looking today and I could not find the match. So what I have decided to do, the match is already made with the two people that I told you who I thought won. I thought he won. So what I'm going to do, being the GM of the division, is after this match is over, the winner of this match will turn around and face Paragon because Paragon did win the Hatfield division and maybe a Superstars.
Okay.
But
so you're saying that there was no
–
was there a match between Paragon and Undertaker or was that a match?
There was a match made. There was a match made, but the time limit did not go off. The time limit did not go according to what I thought the time limit was supposed to do because I knew I was going to be going to – I had to go to a training class. I had to go to a training class. So I figured I would make a time limit put on it where you can start the match in so many days. Well, apparently I didn't do it right, and it did not start. So therefore, the winner of this match will face each other. Whoever wins this match will face Paragon as Superstars. If they finish it up by the weekend, it'll be next weekend. If not, it'll be the following weekend.
All right.
And that's my part. And I'm human. I made a mistake. I apologize. I man up. I on it. But I did go looking through the matches earlier after I got through talking to you. And I was like, wait a minute. Something didn't look right. So there you go.
All right. So tonight, Marquis de Sade will defend the Hatfield McCoy Championship against The Undertaker. The winner of that match will go on to face Paragon of Greatness either next week or the following week in a Hatfield McCoy title match. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Then, of course, we've got the three stages of hell between you and Nightcrawler. We have a boiler room match. We have an abandoned church match. And then finally a high voltage match. And Judge, you've got to win two out of three of these. Otherwise, your spot in anarchy is in jeopardy.
My spot is not going to be in jeopardy. NC's spot might be in jeopardy, but my spot's going to be safe because I might even take all three matches.
I'm looking at this.
How many matches does he have tonight?
He's got quite a few. I mean, if you count the three matches he's got against you, he's got two other matches, and we're talking about he's got a Midnight Hobo title match. Then he's basically got two white high voltage steel cage matches, a boiler room match, and an abandoned church match. You're right. He could be really worn out by the time this night's over. So, and
he's gonna be so
I must say, you know, you have surprised us before in similar situations. I'm not gonna predict against you necessarily, but I do think you're gonna have. I don't think it's gonna be easy for you.
Well, nothing's never easy. I mean, nothing's never easy, but I know how to work it. Like I say, I remember what I said a while ago. I always have a backup plan. To my backup plan.
Mm-hmm. All right, tag team titles. Tag team titles will be on the line. The Godslayers take on Shake and Bake, Maeve O'Hara and the Immortal Griffith against Teflon Sheik and Blake Bradley. So give me your analysis of the tag team title match.
Now, this one, if I understood it correctly, Maeve O'Hara starts the match with Teflon. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Teflon, I've seen you do some amazing things in RAWF. I've seen you pull some amazing wins out of different matches. But what you made right here, sir, was telling Maeve she had to start the match was probably the dumbest, stupidest thing I ever heard you do in your life. Never have a person like Maeve O'Hara. Maeve O'Hara could beat you with one moose head. Do you understand what she could do to you? She could really ruin you. And that would be the ultimate humiliation, and that would be one of the biggest things if she could do. And I'm gonna tell you what: if she was to play her cards right, and she pull off a big upset, I don't know what their score is. Was it 300% health or is it regular? How much was the health?
I want to say the health is 150.
Okay, well she can't do it.
I'm sorry,
she couldn't pull off.
I want to say it's 150.
Okay, she could. But it would be the ultimate humiliation and the ultimate excitement if she could do that. And after Bud say, I would actually, oh God, I would sell copies of that by the millions. So
in other words,
I'm sorry, but you just totally screwed yourself on this one. Blake maybe not even break a sweat tonight because I doubt he'll get in the ring.
Ooh, wow. That's a – no, I mean, I'm not saying that can't happen because it certainly can, but bold prediction. Yeah. All right, so you're predicting the Godslayers to retain the tag team titles tonight, unless – what if Blake does get in the ring? Does that make a difference in your prediction?
No. No.
All right.
Because if Blake was smart, Blake, I would refuse the tag. I would refuse tags, Blake. Refuse the tag. Show us you're man enough to do that. Just – no, turn around and walk off. Just turn around and walk off. Nope. That'd be hilarious, wouldn't it?
It would shock me if that happens. I don't see it happening, but I suppose it's possible.
She's done it before.
Doubtful. That's true. He has.
He's done it before. Blake, right. Be careful, Blake, because he could do that to you. He could refuse tags to you, Blake, when you were trying to tag. You better get the upper hand on him.
Champions Choice Championship, Vex defending against now in a handicap match, Powerball McGee and Maeve O'Hara. Of course, the stips are that Powerbomb can only use Chop block, European uppercut, cutter, tomahawk shock, backhand shock, double axe handle, fatigue boost, and fan support. He may not set defense or power defense. He can tag Maeve once. Maeve can tag him once. Those are the rules. What are your thoughts?
That's a lot of moves. Vex is a lot more generous than I am. That's what makes Vex Vex. Vex is a champion for a reason. This is going to be a fun match. I think Vex will pull it off. Yeah, I think she may pull it off.
All right.
That's a lot of moves, though. Ooh, good gosh.
That is. It's kind of crazy there with two opponents, especially. So we'll see what happens. But they can only tag each other once. So we will see. The Immortal Griffith defends the Supreme Fighter Championship in cage match rules against Simply the Best. Your thoughts?
Supreme Fighter cage match. I think Griffith is going to win this one.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if he didn't, because he has been Supreme Fighter Champion for a good long time right now. As a matter of fact, since almost two full years, he has been Supreme Fighter Champion since March of 2021 on Yuling when he defeated the Hawkster. So he's going on two full years as the Supreme Fighter Champion. We will see if that continues. Sure. All right, now we go to this Hit the Ice match that Aaron McFadden last week on After Hours proposed, and he wanted Randy to choose his opponent. Randy did. It was RAWF Hall of Famer Killa Neptune. Now let me go over the rules here, Judge, before you make your prediction. It's a max health and a 7-day timer, so 300 health, 7 days. Each successful set is a goal. So each successful moveset is a goal. Each successful block is a save. Most goals that match, the one with the most goals at match end is the winner. Fails don't count as a save. After hearing the rules here, Aaron McFadden killing Neptune, do you have an opinion, or do you want to see what this match is like before you even start making a judgment on it?
What kind of match is that? I missed that yesterday, because I would have had to pull the car over and call in. What the? I mean, a goal is a point, and a point is a save, and a save is, you know, people. Let me just tell you something. Be creative with your matches. Some of y'all are getting to be, it does sound like an interesting match.
I think
match.
That match has potential, but there are some things that I'm worried about when we get down to the nitty gritty. Like, how do you, a successful set, I'm assuming, is one that ends with a defense.
Let me answer this in Aaron McFadden. Let me answer this like Aaron McFadden. Well, you have to make sure that you have to put this thing into the third degree. You have a defense, man, and then you win a defense. That's how you do. That's how you do. It wins. I don't know who's going to win this fucked up game. It's like a thing of rug. David Beckham's going to win.
Wrong sport. But anyways. Fubar City Street Fight with special rules. Diesel Warrior taking on Revenge Gibson. They can only do hold and aerial movesets. And they can only use two different movesets, hold and aerial, and it's hardcore rules, of course, because it's Fubar City. DW, Revenge Gibson, both very strong ladies here in RAWF. Who do you like? Who do you predict to walk away from Love Hurts with a victory here?
Really? You want me to answer this?
I asked you to, yeah.
I'd rather have a colonoscopy.
All right.
But if I have to pick one, I'm going to have to pick Ruby Gibson.
All right. That's a good pick. Good pick. I quit match between the Teflon Sheik and Luke Cage. They have been having their issues, and so they decided to face off in an I quit match. Which one of them is going to quit, Judge? Sheik or Luke? Whoa, really?
Luke's going to quit, yeah.
Wow. Wasn't expecting you to say that. Why do you say Luke?
Because Luke has got another position. He's the new person for, come and knock at my door. I've been waiting for you. No, I just think Luke. I think Luke is going to lose it. I mean, he's going to quit. I really do. Teflon's got a backup plan to a backup plan, so it's just obvious. Yeah, Teflon's hard to beat unless you really get a hold of him and get him confused. You know, he can be, but he fucked up on that tag one. Woo.
Fair enough. And finally, the tag challenge match. Cougs and a mystery partner who is apparently the newest member of Anarchy taking on Conk and Revenge Gibson. And I believe it has been announced who the tag partner is, but I'm going to wait till we get Cougs on here and see if she wants to make the official announcement. But I'll even wait. What?
I'm going to have to say Cougs and her mystery partner. I mean, Cougs is not going to do anything to jeopardize herself. Cougs is another one who has a backup plan, two backup plans. So Cougs is going to, and she wouldn't have made this match if she didn't have 100% trust, 100%, if she didn't have 100% trust in this person, whoever this person is, I don't know, because I've seen several different people coming in and out of the compound. I've been back and forth doing what I need to do, but, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I like to see who she actually names as her. I forgot who she named. I didn't hear who she named. But we'll find out here in a minute, won't we?
We might. It all depends on what kind of mood Coops is in, if she wants to. All right. So with that being said,
all right,
Judge, it is now time we can talk to Coops. Let's bring her on and find out if she wants to.
Here she is, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of Anarchy.
Oh my God, what is that? What is that?
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is the First Lady of Anarchy. She is the Cougar. Good evening, Cougs.
Good evening, LA. Sorry, I was speaking with the newest member.
Good evening, Cougs.
That's not a good look she just gave you, Judge. You're in trouble.
I know. It's just it's the thing I just got. It's the judgy look I get from her all the time.
Ah, so Cougs, you have not officially made the announcement. Did you want to do it here tonight on the air on who the new member is, or you want to keep us all waiting till next week?
Well, how about I give you another clue?
Okay, so for those of you who didn't listen to the show last night, the first clue she gave us last night was Twisted. All right, so Cougs, what's the second clue?
It's going to be very unsettling.
Well, that just gave it up. I mean,
yeah,
there
is
a way. That I kind of gave it up. And to say that, I'm just saying, that's too obvious. You know, we all know who the unsettled one here is in RAWF, and that's the man who just entered the chat out there. So can I say his name, or do you want me to just shut the hell up about it?
Go ahead.
So it's the unsettled Chris Cage.
That is correct.
Man, he's smiling. He's smiling with a sinister. No, it's not Draven Blackbird. I should have guessed that last night. I would have been wrong, but then, I mean, Draven's definitely twisted. It wouldn't have shocked me either. But no, Chris Cage. Wow. And Chris Cage, he's not. Well, I mean, he's been quite the loner in his entire RAWF career for the most part. On occasion, he'll team with somebody in a tag team, but factions aren't really his thing. So, how did you talk Chris Cage into joining Anarchy?
Now, see, if I give you my secrets away, or give my secrets away, how am I supposed to get any of the bigger stars? Not that I can get much bigger than Chris. I mean, look at the titles he held, and he's only going up from here.
Wow. So that means that, you know, off topic, we'll talk about the tag match in a second. That means he's facing off against your husband. So now two members of Anarchy are competing for White Lightning, which means they'll stay in the family no matter who wins. But
exactly.
So will you be happy if Chris Cage beats the Nightcrawler for the White Lightning Championship, or will you still be a little miffed that your husband lost the title?
I'll be disappointed, not miffed.
Okay. But yeah, Chris Cage going
stays in the family. That's all that matters.
There you go. Interesting. Interesting enough. And speaking of your family, Judgment right now at this moment is still a member of your family. However, the stipulations, if he loses to Nightcrawler, your husband, in this three stages of hell, he will no longer be a member of Anarchy, which does not seem to please you. You seem to want to keep a hold of Judge, and you have ideas on how to keep him, but... what is your take on this whole situation? You've been kind of mum about it, but, I mean, do you have a side here, or are you basically staying out of it until something happens?
I'm trying to stay out of it. What did I tell you when I brought Judgment into the family?
You told me you were going to have to clean the carpets more often.
I said I keep my friends close and my enemies closer.
Oh. Okay. Judge, what did you do? How do you feel about that?
I agree with her. I agree. I mean, you do that. Do what you said. That's what you do.
And I believe at the time he was trying to burn down my compound.
Yes, at the time, I was trying to burn down the compound. But I don't do that now.
No, you've actually been a good boy.
I've done good. But I always have a backup plan to my backup plan. So I wouldn't have made this match with this stipulation unless I have a proposal to come to Cruz about. So we wait and see what happens before we do this.
Okay.
So, see, this could actually be more exciting than what you're thinking of.
Cougs, let's talk about some of the other members of Anarchy in action and title matches tonight. Beast, of course, taking on Strangleheart for defending the national championship. And I'm assuming Beast is not going to take Strangleheart lightly. What are your thoughts on Beast? What are your thoughts? How do you think Beast is going to fare against Strangleheart tonight?
He's retaining. We've already discussed it. He has not been sitting back eating bonbons and watching television. He's been working in the gym. He's been watching video. He's been taking care of business, so he's ready.
All right. What about Hotshot Chaz and his quest to win the Triple Crown Championship tonight? He's got two RAWF Hall of Famers in his way. And how is Chaz ready for this? What seems to me almost overwhelming odds here. You think Chaz is going to be able to pull it off tonight?
Yes. I have faith in him. and it's his time.
Do you think tonight is his time?
I believe tonight is his time. He has come up. He's won his contender matches only to falter at the pay-per-view. He has already taken different steps for this particular match. He's already started asking questions, going to those who have experience in the family. Hey, what do I do here? How do I do that? Where's the video for this one? Where's the video for that one? He's serious about this. He's ready to go.
Yep, he's ready to go.
He's ready to go. Well, I certainly would say if he does pull this off tonight, it's certainly the biggest win of his RAWF career, no doubt about it. And that may just send him catapulting. Judges already predicting him to be a world champion by the end of the year. So I mean that in itself is a interesting prediction. So. If everything goes right for Anarchy tonight, as far as titles go, Anarchy will leave the building tonight with the National Championship, the Midnight Hobo Championship, the White Lightning Championship, and the Triple Crown Championship. So I'm assuming that would be huge if that did happen. How proud would you be of your group if that did indeed come to pass?
The party would last for a month.
All right. A month until
you
more. What's that, Judge?
Since the Sparky title, the White Lightning
uh-huh.
title,
uh-huh.
are you changing it to the Sparky title?
No. It's always going to be the White Lightning Championship because it honors White Lightning.
White Lightning.
You remember?
Right.
Our fellow, who passed away a few years ago, but honors
yeah.
him. So it will always be the White Lightning Championship, but the belt itself has a nickname.
Sparky.
And that's Sparky. Which
right,
I'm
so we
assuming,
already got one title for our group.
And if, which I'm assuming has Coug, is with Coug's blessing, because it is. Right, Coug's?
The Sparky thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she's not happy with that. She's not happy. She's like, nah.
Well,
let's just say I do have my contract still where I can pop in at any time. And if I do take that title back, the name will go bye-bye. Because that is for White Lightning. He is one of the original anarchists. And it's White Lightning.
All right, but I think Chris Cage is afforded a little leeway, especially if he wins it again tonight, because that'll
yeah.
make him a five-time White Lightning champion. So if he wants to give the belt a little nickname.
Yep. He'll be the only one.
All right, and your husband's showing up in the chat saying, Sparky is already home, motherfucker. Or actually didn't say motherfucker, but I improvised. All right, so...
You said that last you would have guessed Draven as being my tag partner.
Yeah.
The newest member of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Draven's already in Anarchy.
Wait, what?
Draven and yeah, they've been in Anarchy for years.
Yeah, MA68218341899.
I'm sorry. I can't keep track of them. It's like your family tree, Coogs. I can't keep track of how many people are in your wrestling family and your real family anymore, okay? The tree has gotten thorny. Let's put it that way. All right. Well, at any rate, well then, I guess then in that case, then Draven is in Anarchy as well as his wife. So, and we see
yes.
Draven back tonight. Draven here. Yes, I know that's you, Draven. I can hear you out there. All right.
I can see
well,
him out there, and I can hear him out there, too.
All right, Cougs. Well, good luck to you tonight, and good luck to all of Anarchy. A big night for Anarchy, and of course, you also have Wolfie in a contender—not a contender match, but a rankings match, which I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will do what you always do and take the claws to the wolf tonight. Correct?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right.
The feline will come out on top.
All right. That is the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, and Judge, you're in a bit of a pickle.
I'm in a pickle. I'm in a pickle. I like pickles.
Oh, God. I'm sorry I said that.
I got a pickle. You got a pickle. Everybody got a pickle. Who's next coming in? We got somebody else calling in coming in?
We do. She is one half of the tag team. One half of the tag team champions, the God's Way. What?
Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, get up on your feet. Put your hands together. Now, go ahead and put your tours on there.
For the reigning Estrogen Ultimate Gauntlet, one half of the tag team champions and possibly the next Champions Choice champion, if she gets lucky enough, she could walk out of Love Hurts, maybe four belts. Let's bring in.
I love this song.
Good evening, Judgy.
Good evening, Maeve.
All right. So, Maeve, a lot to dissect here tonight, as you're going to be a very busy girl. Let's first of all discuss the Estrogen Championship against Penelope Washington, who may or may not have her mind on the world title match that she's going to be in later in the evening when she faces you. But she's been doing pretty damn good over the last few weeks, and she's got her eyes set on gold, and one of them's yours. So talk to me about facing Penelope Washington tonight.
I said it last night, and I'll say it again. If she's got a brain in her skull, she better be focusing on that world title match. This is not to slag off on the Estrogen belt or say that it ain't important or that I don't take it seriously and that I don't think she should. But if you've got a chance for the Estrogen belt and you've got a chance for the world belt and you haven't had either, go for the world belt. I mean, that's just logic. I'm looking forward to my match with Penelope. I wouldn't say I've gotten to know her, but I've gotten to know her style a little better over the last few weeks. She's been doing great things since she got herself out from the poor company she were keeping. And again, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see her become the next world champion, but I wouldn't put too much faith in her taking the Estrogen belt with her as well.
All right, fair enough. So my question to you is, do you think Penelope can beat these and be the next world champion?
I do. I mean, again, it's like Judgy said earlier in the night, you don't get yourself into the top of the rankings and into the contendership match and win the contendership match if you're not capable of beating the champion. Penelope's young. She's been in this business just a little while, but she's had some good training and she knows what she's about. So I don't have any objection at all. I don't have any hesitation at all in saying that I think she's very capable of becoming the next world champion. And I would love to see it. I would love to see a woman hold that belt again.
She'd be the first one in about 3 years, I think I mentioned earlier. So it would be interesting if Penelope Washington started off 2023 by winning the World Heavyweight Championship and main eventing Immortal 10. Well, however, there is a chance that she may not, even if she wins the world title, may not main event Immortal 10, because she did promise Kayla the Governess a world title shot if Penelope wins the belt and Kayla can stay in the top 10, which is looking likely at this point, to be honest with you. So interesting. I cannot remember a time when we've seen two women fight it out for the World Heavyweight Championship. So that would be a very interesting match.
I'm torn on that one, in that it would be nice to see two women fighting for the world title. But one of those is Kayla, who has done nothing but try to politic and social climb her way into any sort of title match. She tried it with me. She tried it with AF James. Tried it with God knows who else. And I don't like her chances if Penelope goes through everything that she's gone through to get to the world title match, wins the world title from Deez. Like, in what world does she then lose it to Kayla the Governess?
May or may not find that out. We'll have to see how that whole situation plays out. But to be honest with you, we got to wait and see if Penelope beats Deez before any of that even comes to pass. So there is that. But getting back to you, Maeve, not only are you defending the Estrogen title, defending the tag team titles along with your partner, the Immortal Griffith, as the God Slayers, defending against Shake and Blake. Now, per the agreement, between you folks, you are starting the match as well as the Teflon Sheik. You heard Judgment's assessment of that, and you seem to agree with it. Do you think you can keep Sheik in the ring and keep Blake Bradley out of it and win this match handily, or do you think this will be a tougher fight than what you guys are letting on?
I mean, we've done it before, not necessarily with Shake and Blake, but we've done it before where we've isolated one person and their tag partner never saw the inside of the ring. It's become, I wouldn't say quite a signature of ours, but it's something we've done on multiple occasions. I mean, I'll be honest, of course that's what we're hoping to do here, just because it makes things easier, it's less work, and get the match over faster, because, I mean, both English and I have lots of other matches to attend to. And also, it's just purely funnier to watch Sheik make a demand and then have that demand be the reason that he loses this match. I mean, there's lots of other reasons why he's going to lose this match, but to have him demand something and then that come back to bite him would be especially funny to me. That's the thing about Sheik, is that he wants to think that he's this mastermind, that he's pulling all of these strings behind the scenes, that, you know, he's got one up on all the rest of us. He purely hates when he thinks that he's not directing the action. So he thinks that he's accomplished something by making this demand that I start out the match, which, again, if you go and look at all of our matches here in RWF, I start out more than half of them, so it's not as though that's a rare situation. We're getting more than we gave in this situation, because we got him, the weaker member, to agree to be in the match first. Sheik is only ever as good in a match as the person who's carrying him. And if Blake can't get into that ring to help him out, Sheik's not going much of anywhere.
All right. Well, we find out tonight if that indeed is the case when the God Slayers take on Sheik and Blake for the World Tag Team Championship. And then the match we did not see coming until last night when Vex made a surprising announcement. You and Powerbomb McGee teaming up literally against Vex for the Champions Choice Championship. So, and this is definitely a first, and it also means that and the rules are they could only tag each other in once. So,
do me a favor, boss man. Can you read those rules that you read when you were talking about the match earlier? Can you read those out loud again?
Let's see. Powerbomb can only use chop block, European uppercut, cutter, tomahawk chop, backhand chop, double axe handle, fatigue boost, fan support. May not set defense or power defense. He can tag Maeve once. Maeve can tag him once.
What a thought. Thank you.
Uh-huh. So.
Appreciate you, man.
Not a problem. Not a problem. So. On that heel, it's surprising that your best friend Vex put you in that match. Is there something you're not telling us? Maybe there's something that's going on. You and Vex have an agreement, or just playing around with Powerbomb here.
I mean, I don't know what Vex is doing in her free time. I'm certainly not playing around with Powerbomb.
That's not what I meant.
What you said, though. No, this came to me as a complete surprise. I was not expecting it. It had never occurred to me to put my name in for Champion's Choice so long as Vex is holding it, because she's doing a great job being Champion's Choice champion, and I didn't reckon she needed my help. So I was not expecting it. I was definitely not expecting to have another title match dropped onto my plate at this late hour, but it is what it is, and we'll make the best of it.
Now, of course, Judge mentioned earlier, and he is the originator, the creator of the Champions Choice Championship many years ago, and he's kind of the expert on Champions Choice. Judge, you kind of said maybe Vex may have made a mistake in doing this tonight. Do you feel that way after hearing what Maeve had to say?
Yeah, I do. I feel like it was Vex may have made a mistake because she has a. She has a lot of, that's a lot of moves. But at the same time, now here's my question. If they win, are they going to share the title?
No, I believe the rule is whichever one of them pins Vex becomes the champion.
Oh, is the winner?
Yes.
Okay, that's how they did it? Okay, I didn't know.
Yep.
That'd have been so cool if it would have been a handicap and they would have been the champions.
I mean, I will have to confirm that with Vex or figure out what's going on, but I do believe that is the case. Whoever pins Vex becomes the champion, whether it be Powerbomb or Maeve. So,
well, that's interesting. That would have been cool, though. I never would have thought of that. That would have been so cool to do.
Well, Maeve, big matches tonight. Any final thoughts to share with us before all those big matches?
No, I've got a lot of work ahead of me. But, I like the sound of Maeve 4 belts. I don't quite flow as much as Maeve 3 belts, but I think I could get used to it.
How does it not flow? It's the same flow. It's the same. 3 and 4 are both one syllable. How does it not flow as well? I don't. Okay.
It doesn't have the same assonance.
Never mind. All right. Well, Maeve, good luck to you in all of your matches tonight. We will find out if indeed you become Maeve 4 belt when Love Hurts is all said and done. Thank you, Maeve.
Thank you, boss man. Judgy, before I go,
yes.
I got a question.
I got an answer.
So with this whole Hatfield and McCoy thing, you've got the match tonight, and then you said that you're giving more Corcoran a match at Superstars. Why?
Well, it's because I made a mistake.
And you're the GM. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to give him a match.
I know. I don't have to give him a match, but I feel like it's...
He don't believe in handouts.
I know he don't believe in handouts. And this, okay, so he don't believe in handouts.
Judge, you do you. Don't let anybody, don't let anyone sway you in your decisions. You made a decision. I think you should stand by it.
I stand by my decision. I am just like Paul. President Pavel, I'm going to stand by my decision.
All right. Good for you. All right.
Thank you, though.
Maeve. Next
You're
up,
welcome.
Ladies and
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Maeve. Have a good night.
I believe he is returning to RAWF. We talked to him for the first time in a couple of weeks. Let's bring on the enigmatic...
Big Long Song for Happy Birthday!
Ladies and gentlemen, Draven Blackbird is here. Good evening, Draven.
Hello there, sir. How are you today?
I'm good. How are... So, originally
the good today.
Draven.
Hello, Judgy Boo. I miss you.
I miss you, too.
Oh, my goodness. Things have been so beautiful lately. I miss you guys. I'm so glad I'm back.
Oh, wait. Come here. You got something, honey. What is this? Come here. You got... What is this right here? Oh, you got... Okay. This is a... You got a long eyebrow. Hold on. Like, this hair pulling... Yeah, I got... Pulled it out. Okay.
Quick. Ah! Hey!
Oh, sorry.
I got to keep you looking like that. What?
I was around the eyebrows.
He's got an eyebrow. He's got to be groomed. Come on.
I mean, he's got a point. You got to look fashionable when you're around vampires and stuff, you know?
That's right.
They might bite you.
Play.
Well, Draven, we were planning a match for you, your comeback match tonight. Unfortunately, your opponent was a no-show.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, we're going to have to settle on you starting your comeback to RAWF this week. I'm putting you in divisions now, unless
all right.
You disagree.
I'm actually great for that.
Yeah,
I'm officially back. Everything's over with.
Cool.
Excellent. I'm glad you're back. I'm really glad you're back.
I'm glad I'm back because I missed you all, Judgy. Dee Dee sends her love. She just is.
Dee Dee.
You know what I mean? You know when you get back home and
Well, here's the thing. You know, and I hate that his match didn't show up as well. And you're gonna learn to quit making matches with Paige.
No, it wasn't Paige actually. It was somebody.
Oh, okay.
It was somebody just as unreliable. But we won't mention his name. Draven, you will. Your comeback will start on Wednesday with the very first round robin of the new rankings period. You are officially back. You'll be joining us in RAWF. But first of all, how is inmate 4537452? Is she
She's doing great. She is still recovering from you know what. When you become big and famous, you learn new positions and everything. So, you know. Judges, you know.
Well, here's what I'm looking forward to, though, Draven, because this was something that's been missing in my life. And that you discussing movies with your opponents, that was always big with you in your matches. You always wanted to talk about movies with the person you were fighting. So I'm curious. Because it's been a couple years. If you've seen any good movies lately and which ones you're going to be talking about in your matches with your opponents.
Well, actually, it's funny you mention that because of this weekend, I want to be in a featured movie called Love Bites, actually, which is funny because this is called Love Hurts. But I will be in an independent film. It's called Love Bites. I will be one of the vampires in the crowd. And the beautiful thing is, guess who is in the movie? Ronnie Radke from Falling in Reverse. So I will be talking about a lot of horror movies probably, so be prepared. And that.
All right. No. So what can we expect from Draven Blackbeard upon his return here to RAWF? What's in the future? What are you looking to do, accomplish, or in general?
Well, I definitely want to match with Maeve because I would like her to pin me. Wait, did I say that loud? I didn't mean that. Can I rewind it?
I don't think that's possible. I'm pretty sure she heard you. And even if not, I can't edit the footage. Sorry.
Oh, that's right. You can't end it. Oh, that's right. We're not in a movie. Shit.
I can't. Yes, I can't edit it out. Well, we're glad you're back, Draven. You know, you've been a big part of the RAWF family and from the start. So we're glad to see you back, and I can't wait to see what you get up to here, especially leading
up
to...
Well, I will tell you something very special right now, all right? There will be things from the past brought back, meaning not only will I be there, Old Man Blackbeard will be there.
Oh, good Lord.
Remember him?
Old Man Blackbeard. Oh, good Lord.
And then the insanity of the straitjackets are coming back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to bring back, of course, Straitjackets Are Us. Maybe you get a free one, love, just because I messed up. I thought it was in a movie. Yes, we're totally going to go 109 yards, unlike the Bronze can do.
Whoa.
Oh, come on. The Browns won't even make it to the Super Bowl. The only way they're going to make it to the Super Bowl is by taking a shit. Come on. We know this. We live there. Come on. I love you, brother, but come on. Let's be fair. Come on.
I'm not a Browns fan, so I'm not. I don't care. But you know, I'm always been a fan of the Raiders, but they're kind of in the same boat right now, so I can't say much.
Oh, I know. It's amazing.
All right, Draven. Well, welcome back, sir. And looking forward to seeing you back in the ring and all the antics and the straitjackets and. I suppose I do miss Old Man Blackbeard just a little bit, but let's not get to him tonight. Only got a few minutes left, and I still got one caller to get on here. So, Draven, good luck to you, sir. Don't know who your first opponent will be, but we'll find out this Wednesday night in the rankings period. So, all right.
Well, I will catch you all later. Love you all.
Love you, Draven. Draven Blackbeard, ladies and gentlemen, is back, and he begins his journey back in RAWF this Wednesday night on the opening round robin. Next up now, Judge, you now get to go face to face with your opponent tonight. He is. Gentlemen, he is the rock star of Anarchy. He is the Nightcrawler. Good evening, NC.
Greetings, heathens. Judgment.
What's up, NC?
I only got one question on my mind.
Okay, what's the one question?
How did you find out about him?
That's more than one question. Never underestimate the power of judgment. Let's just say a little, let's just say, you know, you do your research and you find out amazing things. And I just felt like a family reunion would be epic tonight.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure you're bringing back some great memories for you, too. Don't you want Amadeus?
I don't
remember, know. Remember he was here earlier? You remember he was here earlier with the cold stare that he gave everybody?
Yes, I quite remember. That's why I had him escorted out.
He had to escort him out, but apparently he'll be back. He'll be, he's already at the church waiting, in the, and he's got on the, his referee ring attire.
He's going to be at the church.
He's at the church now, and he's got his stuff on to be the special guest referee, so yeah. Now, he's going to call us straight down the line.
Sure.
But now, this is, but you're being interviewed by Amadeus, so let's go ahead and get your interview going first. You know, get your interview going. Because you have some pretty big matches before mine.
Yeah, let's cover the ones that don't involve judgment just yet and see. Let's first of all, you will be defending the White Lightning Championship against Chris Cage. We just found out is the newest member of Anarchy, so the, at least the belt stays in our Anarchy no matter whether you win or lose. But we all know Chris's fascination with that title. We know what it's like. But does it change anything for you knowing that he's now a member of Anarchy?
Absolutely not. You know, I look at Chris Cage, and I look at him as being, in recent months, the only capable person of carrying Sparky. I like that name, Sparky, being a trades in the trades, Sparky. Adopted that. Chris and I always put it out on the line in that cage, in that White Lightning cage. There was some talk that maybe the power might be boosted on this cage tonight. That would be exciting. That would be exciting indeed. I mean, some people don't understand Chris's and my fascination with electric cage, the torture, the pain, and all of the, everything else that goes along with it. For us, it's just the thrill. It's the thrill, and at the end of this thrill ride, there is a shiny belt waiting. And I'm actually, it could go either way tonight. Obviously, I'm going to put my all in it to make sure that I hold on to it, of course. But as history of the White Lightning matches, history goes, Cage is just as capable of beating me for that title as I am, as I was for beating him for that title. So the fact that it stays in Anarchy tonight is a good thing for, the family as a whole. But it is going to be a hell of a fight. And to Chris, welcome to Anarchy, buddy.
And yes, if he does beat you tonight, he will become a 5-time White Lightning champion, and which is definitely something I know he likes his records as well. You are a 2-time, of course, White Lightning champion, but the last time you lost that title, it was to Chris Cage. So it's not the two of you very familiar with each other. You're kind of 1-1 against each other in White Lightning title matches. So that just
goes to show you the level of competition in the White Lightning division for this, and how we are the top of the, we are, I'm going to steal a phrase, we are the cream of the crop in the White Lightning cage.
All right, let's talk about challenging Kane the Governor for the Midnight Hobo Championship, a title you've never held, I do not believe. So something to add to your trophy case, to your checklist, if you will. Talk to me about facing Kane.
Kane is obviously a very able wrestler, very good, very smart. He placed himself in a position in January to take the title from Dr. Kent, and did so without what looked like to be without a lot of hardship on his part. I'm not sure what's – I was lost my phrase there. Anyways, my take on it is that, like I said, I have fought him several times throughout the indies, and him and I are – we put on a good show, and I am hoping that he puts on a good show. He comes in at 100% tonight because winning the title from somebody who isn't 100% just doesn't feel much like a victory. And Kane is, like I said, a very able fighter. But I really trying to find some research, and between being a demonic rock star and a wrestler and all that good stuff, I could not find out anything. Maybe you can direct me on the history of this title.
What?
Where did
you
it come from? I really don't know much about this title. And I mean, it's one thing to say, yes, it's a feather in my cap kind of thing to win a title. But when I win a title, I want to be able to represent this title and represent it in the truest honors possible. So,
well, first
what
of
is
all,
the history on this title?
The title history can be found on the title history page on the RAWF main page.
I apparently did not. My bad.
There is a spreadsheet with all the title history as I can, most comprehensive title history I could come up with, for the most part. It was a long,
okay,
arduous process. But the Midnight Hobo title. You do not know what Midnight Hobo is?
Sadly, no.
Midnight Hobo is a concoction, a drink, an alcoholic beverage concocted, created. And trademarked by the legendary RAWF Hall of Famer Shifty the Drunken Clown, or Shifty the Drunken Dragon Clown, who was an integral part of RAWF in its formative years. He was my co-host here on After Hours for the first couple of years. And Midnight Hobo is his drink. In fact, there's several brands of Midnight Hobo. In fact, I might have a bottle of it over here. I can tell you that one of the keys. I really shouldn't. You're right.
Don't do that.
You're right. I shouldn't.
Oh, wait. You know what? Wait. Ooh, wait a minute. We might ought to give him a bottle of Hobo. Ooh, we might ought to give him
a bottle
of Hobo.
I tell you what. If he wins the Midnight Hobo Championship and comes back here on air, I will give him a bottle of Midnight Hobo. I'm sure I've got some stash somewhere for a rainy day because I don't drink the shit. Because
I know where
some
is in the locker.
If you've ever heard me after I've drank Midnight Hobo, it's not fun. It's not pretty. But
Kraken.
Let's put it this way: jet fuel is one of the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
That's right up my alley. That's the only ingredient I know for sure. But I do know that Shifty has never been able to actually say anything more than that, because it would be against regulations, apparently. So, yeah, that is what the Midnight Hobo Championship is named after. It's basically a salute to Shifty. He was the creator of the championship, as well as the beverage named after hereby. So,
fantastic. And you see, getting it from you like that was so much better than reading it on a spreadsheet.
Well,
Thank you
wouldn't have read, you wouldn't have seen that on a spreadsheet. That is not on the spreadsheet. When I say the history is there, I mean all the people who have won it and who they've won it for is on that spreadsheet. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that wasn't what I was after. I was after for what you just explained to me. So that was fantastic.
Well,
thank you.
There you go. That is the Midnight Hobo Championship history, where it's original. What do you call it? Anyways, that's how it originated, yes. All right, MC, I tell you what, I think you and Judge have pretty much gotten everything out that you need to get out tonight. We only got 4 minutes left, and there's something I wanted to say before we get out of here. So, NC, good luck to you tonight against Kane the Governor, against Chris Cage, and against Judgment. Judgment, good luck to you as well. I think you're going to need it. But, NC, good luck tonight, and, sir, We will, like I said, you win that Midnight Hobo Championship, I'll let you take. I think I've got a bottle of original Midnight Hobo around here somewhere. I'll give you. And
sweet.
You and I will drink. We'll drink to your victory when you next time you come on air. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
All right. That was Nightcrawler, right. Judge, and I, you know, whatever your issues are with Nightcrawler, I understand, but you got, I think you're in for a hard time tonight. But let's, ladies and gentlemen, talk about Immortal 10, which will come to you live from the New Orleans Superdome in March. I want to say, a second real quick, 26th.
Immortal.
So just a little. It is 6 weeks away from tonight. It is Immortal 10, where the Xanthu the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament will begin, the annual Xanthu the Platinum Memorial Tournament. Donations for the Xanthu Tournament will start sometime this week. If not midweek, it will definitely be next weekend for sure. I'm going to say Friday. I'm going to put a deadline and say Friday. The donation scene should be up by then. But the Xanthu the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament will happen on March 26th, live from the Superdome in New Orleans, as will the announcements of this year's class of the RAWF Hall of Fame, the 2023 class, which, of course, with the induction ceremony will be at Rataversary this year. And that will be coming up in... It'll come to you live from Cleveland on May 14th. So, all right. So
where
Judge,
is Immortal?
Immortal is in New Orleans at the Superdome. And speaking of Immortal, Judge, once again, I'm going to look to you to prepare the halftime show at Immortal.
Okay. I got a good one this year.
So you got 6 weeks to get ready for that. I may have an idea or two that I may run by you next time we speak of it. So, all right. But, folks, with that being said, this has been RAWF Love Hurts live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Good luck to all the participants tonight. And we will be back next week for RAWF After Hours and hopefully some results from said Love Hurt. Until then, I'm going to leave you with the theme to Immortal 10, Legends Are Made. This is RAWF Love Hurts. We will see you all next week.